Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 28th of July, and I'm recording at 10 p.m., and that's British summertime. Now, this was an interesting day here in stock markets. A couple of the markets that I've liked here recently, and in one case much longer than that, have done quite well. And start with Japan. Which, although it's been an underperformer this year, been ranging in this long, what I've described very much as a lengthy consolidation of the strong gains that we saw last year and benefited from. Well, today the Nikkei 225 was up about 0.5%. And that doesn't sound all that impressive, but it has broken up out of a little sideways trading range that's been forming over the last couple of months, and it broke up out of it in pushing above the 15,500 level, and more importantly, the TSE2 index. Now, that's the second section, which I've so often described as a leader for Japan in both directions. Well, it's been going up for 3 months. So this is broken well to a new recovery high, and is still going. Although obviously, if it's been going up for the last 3 months, it's overbought in the short term. But the big picture, though, is that the actions is overall as bullish in Japan as in the process, I think, of completing this very lengthy medium term consolidation. The Nikkei 225 has overhead resistance near the, a little above the 16,000 level. But I certainly think that can be challenged here in the short to not very long, not very lengthy medium term. Okay, what else happened? Now, even more exciting is that China here has been recovering vigorously here in the last couple of weeks. Had a big gain today, so it's a little overbought here in the short term. Wouldn't be surprised to see some consolidation, but again, the key point here is that Shanghai Composite up 2.41%. Really does look like it confirms bull market recovery potential. And that would hardly be surprising, since just about every other stock market around the globe has enjoyed a bull market, and China is well overdue. And the Hang Seng Index extended that break above the psychological resistance, which was at the 24,000 level. It closed here up another 0.88%, and that's at 24,428. So I think really China ought to be really very, very positive over the lengthy medium term here at least. And that will be good generally for Asia's so-called little tigers. Some of them aren't that little. But I'm thinking now here about Thailand and Malaysia and Indonesia. Now, they were all down a little bit in here today. Well, not Malaysia. I see it was up a tiny fraction. But the others were just down very slightly. But overall, they look poised to eventually break to new all-time highs. And remember, Thailand and the Indonesian market and also the Philippines, they experienced or started this little cyclical bear markets last year, which we covered in detail. But that's behind us now, and I think the outlook is quite reasonable. But possibly better yet here, Taiwan has been in excellent form for much of this year. It is overbought in the short term. It is consolidating those gains, but the banking sector is firm. It looks good overall, and it actually led China to the upside, of course. And another one is that Korea steady, up 3/4 of a percentage point in here today. Korea is in the process of breaking out up out of one of those very long ranging patterns. Worth having a look because this could have some catch up to the upside. India is taking a breather. It was down on Friday and down again today, only 0.5% in here right now. But if we get a bigger corrective phase in India, I feel that would be another buying opportunity. Now, moving on to the European indices, here we've got a short to medium term problem, and that's the Russian situation, largely involving Ukraine, of course. The key question is, will the EU, European Union, along with the United States, bring in some meaningful sanctions, or are they just talking about what will turn out to be no more than another slap in the wrist? Well, Putin, who certainly runs the show on his own in Russia right now, is banking on the latter, the slap on the wrist, in a massive game of bluff here. But the Europeans are talking tougher than they have for quite some time, and the US would almost certainly join that. I mean, I feel myself that the circumstances really do merit some strong sanctions, sending a message to Putin that would affect the Russian economy. It would also affect the perpetrators, because if you put on sanctions, you're also going to be causing some problems for your own economy. I don't think that those are too serious for Europe, and certainly not for the United States. But remember, the market's a voting machine in the short to often lengthy medium term, and while it's a weighing machine in the very long term. But the sanctions and just the prospect of sanctions, I've talked about this in the last week or two, but that is causing and the proximity of the problems with the Ukraine, that's causing Europe to underperform here right now. Now, I only see this as a medium-term problem because Europe, first, the European markets are not that expensive, and the European monetary policy is going to remain very favorable, and that will lift Europe over the more lengthy medium term. But in the short term, as I say, the sanctions issue, particularly if they do bring in some tough sanctions, that will give the voting investors, the international investors, and some domestic investors an excuse to just hold off on Europe for the duration of that sanctions effort. Now, Wall Street, which has been so steady generally, well, pretty much unchanged here today, up just the tiniest bit in by the S&P and the Dow. The Dow's just below that 17,000 level, and the S&P is just 21 points below the psychological 2000 level that I've often talked about. NASDAQ just down a tiny bit here today. Canada down a tiny bit. Mexico firmer. Brazil down just very slightly. Looking at government bonds, well, there's nothing much going on there, but the yields are staying low. A lot of people are worried about that, and I think they're right to be worried. I think at least over the lengthy medium to longer term, those government bond yields are going to go higher as the global economy continues to improve. And remember, if China is going into foster growth, India is going into foster growth. But to China, more importantly, that had been regarded as a major weight on the global economy, And so that would speed up expectations of a global economic recovery, and also bring forward some of the tightening of monetary policy. But that's not a short-term risk. It is a medium-term risk, and probably not that near-term an overall risk. I saw a headline article here today saying that it had paid to buy Wall Street on the dips. Well, that's certainly been the case. And then the article headline went on to say, and that's really pressured bears. Well, anybody who's had some shorts, as I did earlier in the year on a few occasions, it's not a rewarding strategy. You have to be lucky and persistent to take any profits in a market that is as in form as Wall Street has been. And what that tells us is that we've got a very strong dominant environment overall for the major indices, and it also tells us that it's not an environment that lasts beyond the lengthy medium term, but it is still intact. In other words, there's no evidence from the charts here right now that Wall Street is on the verge, and I know I'm tempting fate in saying this, but it's still in form, and it's not accelerating dramatically to the upside. It's near some psychological resistance levels, as I talked about just a moment ago, and I've mentioned on a number of occasions, but it's still holding up extremely well in here, while one firm after another comes out to give major warnings, just to get that on the record in case Wall Street does do something to the downside later on this year. Well, it probably will, but it's not going to happen this week, in my opinion. And it'll probably take a while longer, but we'll keep an eye on the charts. That will tell us exactly what's going to happen. Elsewhere, very quiet in the currency markets here right now. Commodities, some interesting things going on. Precious metals, a little bit steadier here today. I forgot to mention them, but I'm surprised to say in that my big Friday audio last week, but they're recovering from that midweek shakeout that they had actually seen. Platinum did best here today, still trading after hours, but that's up nearly $14 at 1492 plus change. Palladium has just remained very firm overall, as it has been the case really for the last year, 882. The silver market, well, that's been the laggard in here. It's at $20.625. Gold spot currently 1304 and a little bit of change. I think this is a support building process. I think the lead that palladium has been giving and that platinum looks like it may still give to the upside is positive for gold and silver, but also I posted on Friday that Dow gold ratio, which just showed that the Dow, and you won't be surprised to hear this, but it just remains firmer than gold. And it isn't until that starts to lose form that we can expect maybe a clearly stronger performance by gold bullion. And what else to mention? That dry weather that I was talking about last week in the U.S. Grain and part of the U.S. grain and bean complex, mostly in the southwestern regions there, that's given soybeans another boost in here today, up another 24 and a quarter cents. Corn also firming up. It looks like we're going to see at least short-term rallies in the grain and bean complex. Wheat did not participate today. It actually eased slightly. And I think those are the major highlights. So, all the very best to all of you.